listening to the IELTS podcast. Learn from tutors and ex-examiners who are masters of IELTS preparation. Your host, Ben Worthington.
Hello there, IELTS students. In this tutorial, we are looking at recent questions, recent IELTS writing task 2 questions seen by students on our online course and seen by other students around on the internet, and we collected them all and we are making a general writing task 2 recent questions episode, academic writing task 2 episode, and then we'll do the speaking ones. But today we are focusing mainly on writing task 2, academic writing task 2. Now, if you are struggling with this question, and I know a lot of students struggle with this specific task, if you are one of them, then do not worry, because we are launching a free mini course. It's so free, you don't even need a credit card to get started. So it's completely free. Just email us, because we haven't released it yet. We have invited a few people on our newsletter to join. But if you are desperate to join, or if you just want to join and give it a run, give this free course a try. It's about 6 days, and we just break down how to write an essay for IELTS writing task 2. If you want to join that, because it's not public yet, if you want to join it, then just email me at ben@IELTSpodcast.com, and we will send you the link to get started. So it's about 6 days, and during those 6 days, we're going to cover the following chapters. Chapter 1, or day 1, is called Task 2, Clarity and Idea Generation for Your Introductions. It's quite straightforward. On day 2, we look at the feedback of your work. So you're going to be submitting work to us and we will give you feedback. Day 3, we're looking at IELTS vocabulary, cohesion and coherence altogether. Then we're going to give you feedback on the following day, which is day 4. Day 5, I'm going to tell you how to boost your score. And then on day 6, we're looking at, again, reviewing your work. We're going to give you feedback to help you improve. And conclusion. So if you want to join that 6-day mini course, send me an email at ben@IELTSpodcast. And just as a bonus, we will be doing it live throughout March. Okay? So, throughout April. We'll be doing it live throughout April. So you'll be able to ask your questions directly to me. And as I said, we will be giving you feedback. So just before we jump into the recent questions and answers, let's have a quick look. Well, let me just explain who I am. My name is Ben Worthington. I've been teaching IELTS now for well over 10 years. We were the first to do the podcast. We're the only course online that offers a guarantee of jump to Band 7, or it's free. We've got a ton of success stories. Every week we're getting students coming through the course and saying thank you. And hopefully one day we will have you on the podcast, and that's not a joke. Trust me, the amount of listeners we've had that have come through, joined the course, improved their essays, and then eventually joined us on a podcast. Now let's jump into today's questions. Some people believe the violence in the media, such as in television programs and films, directly results in violent behavior. To what extent do you agree or disagree? Oh my word. I think every IELTS student loves these questions. To what extent do you agree or disagree? Right then, I'm going to explain my process of what I do to start, like, you know, planning my essay to generate ideas. And this is the same process. It's the same process that I teach in the course, but in the course we go into much more detail. I break it down step by step. Here on the podcast, I might skip a few steps, but you'll get the general idea. And in the online course, the mini course I mentioned, we go through it quite thoroughly as well. We look at one type of question. Anyway, some people believe that violence in the media, such as in television programs, films, and directly results in violent behavior. Okay, I completely disagree. Okay, that's my position for body paragraph 1. I completely disagree that television programs, films, video games, for example, results in violent behavior. I disagree because, one, There is no conclusive scientific proof. That's a beautiful little phrase there. It's quite high level. I'd say there's no scientific evidence. I don't know if that's true, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be true. It's a test of communication, not a test of intelligence. That's what I always say. So that's one reason. Let's think of another reason. Number two, second reason I could say, if it were true, then surely national governments would have banned all violent behavior in the media. And they haven't banned it because it's not true. So that's like my second reason. It's more of a hypothetical argument. It's the conditional argument. And I think that would be enough. That's just two ideas for body paragraph one. Let's see. Body paragraph two, I would say, however, there is a little bit of academic research that shows that young children and adolescents with psychological problems, or even better, psychological predispositions, I think is the phrase, or with prior psychological problems, do suffer at the hands of, I don't know, not at the hands of, do suffer when exposed to violent media. For example, schizophrenics have been known to be triggered into doing violent and random acts after playing violent video games such as GTA, for example. I don't actually know if GTA is that violent. I'm not a gamer, as you probably as you might have realized, but I do know something. I do know a little bit, and I can put in that name. I can Grand Theft Auto, or GTA as it's called. I can put that in there just to show, you know, that some games are violent, and for schizophrenics, they do cause problems. I don't know if that's true. Sounds true. It's believable. You know, it could be triggered, and it doesn't contradict what I'm saying before, which is important. If I had written, there is lots of scientific evidence that shows that it does cause, that media, violent media causes violent behavior, I am in a pickle because I'm directly contradicting myself. But here I said there is a little bit of academic research that shows that people with psychological problems previously are often triggered or often suffer from playing violent video games, for example. Now, a second reason why, let's see, that violence in the media can result in violent behavior is because of the algorithms in social media, which usually tend to amplify what you're looking for. So, for example, if you find violence interesting, then the algorithms will start showing you more violent behavior, and you could end up in a rabbit hole or in a wormhole, whatever it's called. I think it's called a rabbit hole. Anyway, those are just two reasons, okay? And I would probably reorganize those reasons because it says, to what extent do you agree or disagree? And I said I disagreed first in body paragraph one, and then I said I agreed. I probably switched those around just so it corresponds better to the question. It's just, you know, one of those little stylistic elements. But there I've got a few reasons of why I agree, and then a few reasons why I disagree. Now, I must admit, I did have to pause. I will confess, I had to pause and just think of the second reason. But even then, it only took about 10, 20 seconds. It wouldn't have been good. Wouldn't have been good podcasting. There was 20 seconds of silence. But it's just generating ideas. I did have a few more ideas, but I had to eliminate those because I didn't think they were quality. And this is one step of the process. Now, in the course, we talk about the students whose mind goes blank and how to cure it. And then we talk about the other type of student who gets an explosion of ideas and has to manage it. If you're one of those two students, then I would definitely look at that mini course. Let's have a look at the next question. In the future, all cars, buses, and trucks will be driverless. The only people traveling inside these vehicles will be passengers. Do you think that the advantages of driverless cars driverless vehicles outweigh the disadvantages. Body paragraph one. Yes, I think the advantages of driverless vehicles outweigh the disadvantages because, one, the technology might be safer. Two, it frees people from mindless jobs such as truck driving, where they can be hours upon hours on empty roads. And thirdly, they could be more efficient and bring down the costs of transport. So three reasons, okay? So three reasons of the advantages. Now, the disadvantages, I'll put in the body paragraph. In the second body paragraph, I'll talk about disadvantages could be mass unemployment, okay? The other disadvantages could be the learning curve, because at the moment they are not safer than human vehicles, so there might be a few lives lost while the technology gets tested out. Now, that's something that I would definitely have to rephrase, okay? Because that just was not a strong, I mean, it was, the argument was reasonable, but just the phrasing, you know, it sounded a little bit too casual. Yeah, a few guys might have to die because of this technology. No, we don't want anything like that. We'll have to rephrase it so it sounds more academic. Okay, and then the disadvantage, a final disadvantage. Well, actually, I would be okay with two reasons there, and I'd give examples. Okay, for example, in many Chinese cities, autonomous cars are quite common. However, there are farmers with horses have been known to be hit because the AI could not recognize a horse or couldn't understand what a horse was and treated it as a curve, for example, or treated it as a corner. Again, probably they have to be rephrased, but it's just a reasonable example. It's believable. I don't have to be the world's most knowledgeable person about autonomous driving. Just have to give realistic arguments. All right. Next one. In many countries, actually, I'll move ahead. In some places, old age is valued, while in other cultures, youth is considered more important. Discuss both views and give your opinion. Ooh, these lovely ones, these lovely IELTS questions. Let's see. So first, what do? We simplify it. Old age is valued. That's body paragraph one. In other cultures, youth is considered more important. Body paragraph two. Those are the two views that we just expressed. And it says, discuss both views and give your opinion. So I'm going to talk about viewpoint one. Old age is valued. I definitely agree. This is definitely wise. Old people, and you can't say old people either because that sounds rude. You have to say the elderly. And I often think they do this just to trick you, just to trip you up almost. So we have to say the elderly or people of an old age. We can't say old people. Okay, so the elderly or senior citizens, okay, are wise. They can offer a lot to the youth. They can often guide companies, organizations, and institutions because of their knowledge. Okay, and then I'll give an example. For example, in certain organizations in the UK, the average age is over 50. And this is not on purpose, but it's just that most of the people under this age are not qualified and don't have the experience. Okay, job done. That's reasonably true. I mean, if you look at the board of any company, 99% of the men or 99% of the people on that board are over 50. Okay, and again, it's relative. Maybe a 45-year-old would say a 50-year-old is not old age. But anyway, next one. So body paragraph two. Take like my prompt directly from the questions. Other cultures, youth is considered more important. Yes, Youth is definitely more important because that's an important point of the process, because they can offer fresh viewpoints. Two, they can sometimes be a little bit more open-minded. Thirdly, they could be even more technologically adept. That's a lovely little phrase to put in there. For example, most adolescents, or practically all adolescents, that sounds a little bit better, practically all adolescents are mobile phone natives, in that they've had mobile phones since they can remember, whereas the elderly have had to learn this technology, and sometimes they don't feel as comfortable using modern new technology. And then in the conclusion, I will say I think both views are fine. I'd say I agree with both views. Each generation has tremendous value to offer the other. Something like that, okay? It's quite straightforward. We do not want to overcomplicate it. In the online course of Jump to Band 7, or it's free, we go into much more detail. We give you a straight A to Z process and becomes automatic. We give you feedback on your essays, and it really does become easy. This is one of the reasons why I can just look at any question and generate some ideas and organize those ideas, because I've done it so many times and I've looked at so many essays, and it's all in the online course. In the mini course, we do it to a certain extent. We don't do it obviously as deep as this, as the full online course. We don't offer as much feedback as we do in the paid online course, but it's still a great way to get started and a great way to get clarity, especially for IELTS writing task 2. Final question. Some people think that personal happiness is directly related to economic success. That's probably, yeah, if I skip ahead, discuss both views. So again, that's my body paragraph 1. Others argue that happiness depends on different factors. Body paragraph 2. Discuss both views and give your opinion. So what's the first view? Happiness is related to economic success. Yes, because with money you can buy freedom. Again, I'd probably rephrase it. That was a bit blunt. But for the essay, I would say economic success usually entails freedom to travel, freedom to choose your own time, freedom to, as my girlfriend says, throw money at the problem. You know, if there's a problem, if you can throw money at it, it doesn't become a problem. Like, I don't know, I've got a sore toe, throw money at it, and just get the problem solved, you know? And I'd have to rephrase that again, it's too casual. Probably assign monetary resources to the problem. For example, if you have a sore back, you can buy massages, and you can soothe the pain away, for example, which would inevitably lead to a better quality day and a happier day. Okay, so just develop that a little bit further, the throw money at it. Now, body paragraph 2, happiness depends on different factors. This is also definitely true. Let's see. Happiness can also... I'm overthinking it. I'm just like, happiness could be a glass of water if you're starving, but I don't want to go down that. Sorry, if you're thirsty, but I don't want to go down that route. It's just too complicated to explain, and I'm going off topic. Okay, so I can say lots of things can bring happiness without. And economic success is not necessary. Having a family is often cited, and parenthood and children are often cited as the richest experiences on earth. art, experience in art, is also a source of happiness, which doesn't really depend on economic success. Okay, for example, and then I could give an example of going to the gallery, or scientific research shows that when people are exposed to fine art in the museums, their sense of well-being increases significantly, something like that. Okay, again, we've discussed both views there. Body paragraph one, body paragraph two is quite straightforward. And then in the conclusion, I would give a summary. I'd give my opinion as to which I think is probably the biggest source of happiness, or the, I would say, I don't know, just to choose a side, I'd say, despite art and family being incredibly rewarding and satisfying, personally, I do believe economic success, or I would rephrase that, a certain level of wealth does soothe a lot of problems, probably use a different verb other than soothe because I used it before, does solve a lot of problems, a lot of basic problems, which can then lead to a better sense of well-being. Okay, I don't want to keep on repeating the word happiness. I can vary it. I don't have to change every single word. Obviously, we've got articles, prepositions that are going to be repeated. However, certain phrases, certain words, if I can, I will do. And there we go. Thank you very much. We'll be producing more of these recent questions and answers episodes. And as I said, if you are struggling with IELTS writing task 2, then please join us on the mini course that we're launching. Just send an email to ben@ieltspodcast.com, put mini course in the subject line just to help us out, and we will send you the link to join that course. And we'll be starting pretty much every Monday, doing it live throughout April to begin with. After that, we'll see what happens. So thank you very much for listening. Go to IELTSpodcast.com, sign up to the newsletter. We might be inviting more email subscribers. So that's another way if you want to join us. But overall, if you need a faster result and you definitely need to pass and you want to improve your essays and you want to get better at this and you want to get to Australia, Canada, the UK, wherever, we're here to help you, and we do it week in, week out. So go to IELTSpodcast.com. Thank you very much for listening. Have a super day.
Thanks for listening to IELTSpodcast.com.